You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks, because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
And again, you can listen on the air at AM 1260 and FM 105.7. You can also listen to KROX via the smart speaker. Just tell Alexa to listen to KROX Crookston. You can listen to us on your smartphone or tablet apps, or you can listen to us online. Go to KROXAM.com and click on Listen Live to listen to our on-the-air broadcast. Now taking a look at the world and national news headlines from the Associated Press at this hour, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has condemned the suspected attack on a Japanese-operated tanker near the Strait of Hormuz this week as a threat to safe maritime navigation. Abe, speaking to reporters today, says Japan adamantly condemns the act that threatened a Japanese ship, no matter who attacked. Emails show a Trump administration national security official previously expressed surprise that a NASA administrator who questioned mainstream climate science had come around to accepting it. National Security Council member William Happer sought help from advisors to a think tank that disavows climate change to challenge widely accepted scientific findings on it. Happer's request is included in emails obtained by the Environmental Defense Fund and provided to the Associated Press. Migrant advocates say the case of a premature baby found with her teen mother at a Texas Border Patrol facility highlights poor conditions for immigrants detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The mother is a 17-year-old from Guatemala who gave birth in Mexico in May, crossed the border in June. She was in a wheelchair in extreme pain when advocates found her this week at the facility in McAllen. The baby was described as minuscule, and advocates say she should have been hospitalized. President Donald Trump said Friday that, of course, he would go to the FBI or the Attorney General if a foreign power offered him dirt about an opponent. It was an apparent walk back from his earlier comments that he might not contact law enforcement in such a situation. Trump, in an interview Friday with Fox and Friends, said he would, of course, look at the information in order to determine whether or not it was incorrect. But he added that, of course, you give it to the FBI or report it. Family spokeswoman says an infant boy who was cut from a Chicago woman's womb with a butcher knife has died at a hospital where he had been in grave condition since the April attack that killed his mom. Giovanni Jadiel Lopez died early Friday at Christ Medical Center in suburban Oak Lawn from a severe brain injury. The baby had been on life support since being brought to the hospital on April 23rd. Police say two women charged with killing his mom are also likely to face murder charges in his death. Back with more news in a moment.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Temperature at news time, 76 degrees under beautiful, mostly, well, pretty much sunny skies downtown Crookston. Winds have lightened up. They're now northerly at 3 miles an hour with a 59% humidity and the barometer dropping at 29.56. However, our weather forecast says that we could see some thunderstorms, strong to severe, developing in parts of the area tonight, as well as some possible thunderstorms tomorrow in our forecast as well. Specifically for today, about a 20% chance that we'll see some isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Could be severe with a high in the low 80s. Then overnight, 50% likelihood of scattered rain showers and thunderstorms with a low in the 50s. For tomorrow, 50% chance again of scattered rain showers and thunderstorms. High tomorrow about 15 degrees cooler with the high in the upper 60s. And then more rain showers likely tomorrow evening. A chance of rain showers after that. 30% chance of rain showers on Sunday. Slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms for Sunday night. And a slight chance of rain showers again Monday. And more chances of rain showers on Tuesday through at least Thursday later in the week. So we'll take a complete look at our weather forecast as part of our newscast coming up later. However, coming up next, it's going to be our state news headlines brought to you by Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
As we take a look at our state news headlines from the Associated Press for this Friday afternoon, Olmsted, Minnesota County sheriff's officials say they've made an arrest in the death of a man found with multiple gunshot wounds along a rural road earlier this year. The body of 28-year-old Garrett Hassan Roble was found by a passing motorist before dawn on March 5th. Sheriff Kevin Torgensen said Friday the 23-year-old Rochester man was arrested on a charge of aiding an offender for second-degree murder. Five police officers in St. Paul have been fired after their chief said they failed to intervene in an assault after they were called to a disturbance last year. Chief Todd Axtell gave few details of the case but called it a violation of trust. Two newspapers citing unidentified people in the police department or familiar with the case reported that the alleged assault was carried out by a former St. Paul police officer. The union says it will fight the firings. Nurses have voted to authorize a strike against Children's Minnesota and its hospitals in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Minnesota Nurses Association says union nurses voted overwhelmingly Thursday to reject Children's latest offer and authorize their negotiating team to call a strike. No walkouts are scheduled. The two sides are set to return to bargaining on Friday. Health insurance is a key issue for the nurses. Talks have gone on since March. And Minnesota regulators are defending their approval of a key permit for the planned Polymet copper nickel mine. Newly released documents show that staffers with the Federal Environmental Protection Agency criticized how the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency drafted the water quality permit. They concluded that the permit would violate federal law because it lacked pollution limits based on the state's water quality standards. But an MPCA spokesman says the permitting process was rigorous. And we'll be back with our sports after these words from Prue Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Montague's Flower Shop.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Taking a look at our scoreboard from yesterday, of course, high school baseball, the Class A, AA, and AAA state tournaments getting underway at the Mini-Mitt in Jordan. The Class A games included Bold defeating Sabika 4-2, Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg defeating Randolph 10-0, and New York Mills defeated South Ridge 10-1, and as heard here on KROX, Sacred Heart defeated Hayfield 10-6. In the Class AA, played at St. Cloud, Duluth Marshall defeated Glencoe Silver Lake 4-3, Painesville over Section 8's Purim 3-2, Minnehaha Academy over La Crescent 12-5, and St. Peter over Foley 11-3. In the 3A at Siebert Field at University of Minnesota, Monticello defeated Duluth Denfeld 5-4, Benilde St. Margaret over Marshall 3-1, Austin over Hill Murray 3-1, and St. Thomas Academy over Little Falls also 3-1. And, of course, the Twins also in action last night as they, it's Nelson Cruz, he homered, had three RBIs, and utility infielder Ehiar Adrianza's hustle keyed a six-run sixth as the Twins topped the Seattle Mariners 10-5. The struggling Mariners lost for the 24th time in 33 games and are 16-41 after a 13-2 start. Also in our Minnesota team news, Minnesota Vikings running back Dalvin Cook realized the necessity of eating right during his rehabilitation from injuries over his first two NFL seasons. He's made youth nutrition his chief charitable cause, trying to help kids embrace the value of healthy foods. He'll help increase the visibility of the Vikings table, a custom-built converted recreational vehicle the organization's foundation has unveiled to feed underserved kids in the Twin Cities area. And as things get underway in today's action in the Minnesota State High School tournaments, the consolation games in the AAA and AAA all started at 10 o'clock in their respective locations. I don't have those results in yet, but we'll get them posted hopefully in a little bit. In the semifinals, again, Sacred Heart winning yesterday, so advancing to today's 2:30 game against New York Mills. We'll have that on KROX with the Riverview Health pregame show at 2 o'clock. And then the noon game is Bold versus Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg. And so the two losers of those noon and 2:30 games meet at third place. If it is Sacred Heart, that'll be on KROX. If not, then the Sacred Heart advances to the championship to be held next Thursday. And you'll hear that on KROX. In the meantime, of course, the Class AA and the Class 3A continue with their semifinals and consolation brackets today. In the Class 4A, they're starting the first round games today, where they play at CHS Field in St. Paul. And, of course, today is the Jim Karn Memorial Tournament in Crookston. It's the first day of play, and they continue right through Sunday with Bonneville Brewers, Manitoba, the first opponent for the Reds in the opening game of the tournament at 6 o'clock tonight. And that'll be followed by an 8 o'clock game with the Crookston Reds taking on Tolna, North Dakota. Again, games continue tomorrow and Sunday out at the Jim Karn Field on the Highland Complex in Crookston. And the Twins tonight will be hosting Kansas City. It's a 7:10 first pitch with a 6:30 pregame show. Tomorrow, the Twins, a 6:30 pregame show, or a 6:30 game time with a 5:30 pregame show for tomorrow, hosting Kansas City. In the state baseball tournament, Class 4A has their semis and consolation brackets, including the third-place game and consolation championship. Again, the championships for all four classes will be at the Target Field next Thursday. Again, we'll hear the Sacred Heart games here on KROX. For Sunday, the Twins host Kansas City again with a 1:10 first pitch and the pregame show starting at noon here on the Voice of the Valley. Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors have captured the country's first major title in 26 years with their most remarkable road win yet in the franchise's NBA Finals debut. They outlasted the battered and depleted two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors 114-110 last night in Game 6 of the NBA Championship. Stephen Curry missed a three-pointer in the waning seconds in the final game at Oracle Arena. Klay Thompson suffered from a torn ACL in his left knee during the game. Seven-game winning streak has propelled the Braves into first place in the NL East, a game and a half ahead of Philadelphia. The team opens a weekend series in Atlanta with left-hander Max Field pitching for the defending division champs against Bryce Harper and the Phillies. Before the Cardinals and Mets play their regularly scheduled game tonight, they'll finish what they started last night. The series opener was suspended because of rain moments after Harrison Bader hit an RBI double off New York closer Edwin Diaz with two outs in the top of the ninth inning that made it 4-4. The game will resume at 6:10 Eastern time tonight, beginning with the bottom of the ninth. The Mets top the majors with 15 blown saves, including three by Diaz in his last five chances. We'll be back with our local news after these words from Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burger Palooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Pick up these breakfast items that are on sale this week at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 52-ounce bottles of assorted Simply Orange Juice, $2.99. Select sizes and varieties of Special K cereals, $2.99. Top those cereals with Driscoll's Blackberries or Raspberries. They're two for $5. And start the morning off right with coffee. Assorted sizes and varieties of Hills Brothers or MJB Coffee, $6.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're going to find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
On our local news for this Friday afternoon, Crookston High School trap team competed yesterday at the state shoot in Alexandria. It was day four of the 9-day shoot. Competing in Class 4A, the varsity team finished 15th, the junior varsity finished 4th, and the novice finished 5th. Overall, Crookston finished 20th. Coach Darren Gerswold said it was a good day with some of the highest finishes in the team 7 years. History.
It was a good day. We didn't bring home any iron this year, but we made a good showing. I think that's one of the highest scores or places that we've had since we started 7 years ago. So overall, it was a really good day.
Individually, Crookston had one shooter on each team finish in the top 20 in Class 4A in their level. Jonathan Obel led the varsity, finishing tied for 15th. Dylan Owens led junior varsity, finishing tied for 19th. And Clay Hansen led the novice division, tied for 11th.
They've done good. We've made some changes this year to a few things, and we're going to be making some changes to a few more things next year. And the kids are responding to it really well. And, of course, the higher the score, get the happier they are. So we're kind of on a roll here right now, and I'm thinking long term that we're going to be I hope to be one day at least in the single digits or even take home one of those championship awards.
The girls also had a good showing, with Allie Love leading the way on junior varsity, finishing tied for 16th in the female division, and Jenna Siever on novice, who finished tied for 6th in the female division.
Yeah, all the girls did a great job, but Jenna really stepped it up. This is her best shooting by far this year, so she's started to get a good eye on her targets and follow through and all that sort of thing. So we're hoping next year she does every bit as good as she has this year, and same with the rest of the girls.
And all five varsity shooters made 25 straight shots at least once. The varsity team consisted of Jonathan Obel, Jade Selzler, Jake Anderson, Ty Hamry, and Eric DeLorme.
That's the best showing we've ever had from the varsity. These guys have been shooting together all year, and they know each other's bells and whistles, and so we deal with the wind every day. So we get down there and didn't have any, and I was a little bit worried about that, because they don't shoot many targets without a 25, 30 mile an hour wind blowing. But they did actually a little bit better than they do at home average wise. So I'm really proud of them, and I'm losing a couple of three of them, so I'm a little sad about that. But we've definitely got some more boys that are coming up that are going to fill their spots well.
Griswold thanked everyone who supported the team throughout the year.
It's been a great year. I just want to thank everybody. All the parents, they support their kids. They help us out. A lot of the businesses around town have helped us. I can't rattle them all off, but they know who they are. And especially the gun club for letting us destroy their trap house every spring with mud and gravel and everything else. So I really appreciate that. And obviously the school, we're using the pirate name, and we're proud of that. The kids, we got new jackets this year, so the kids are going to be sporting jackets this year with the pirate logos and everything on them. So thanks to the school as well.
And again, the Crookston varsity placed 15th with 459, Hibbing 1 with a 483. The Crookston junior varsity placed 4th with a 444, Marshall County Central 1 with 452. In the novice division, Crookston placed 5th with a 375, Hopkins 1 with a 405, and overall, Crookston was 20th with a 460, where Hibbing 1 with a 483. Again, with the individuals, the top one for varsity was Jonathan Obel, tied for 15th with a 96. For the junior varsity overall, individually, Dylan Owens tied for 19th with an 89. In the female division, Allie Love tied for 109th with 79. She tied 16th. Okay, she overall 109th. She was 16th in the female division. And, of course, I believe all of the results and these individual results are posted on our website, or will be soon, at KROXAM.com. Click on News. Well, from the Minomon County Sheriff's Office, the name of the victims involved in the fatal crash in the Minomon County Wednesday. About 5:40 p.m., report of a two-vehicle accident on 250th Street east of County Road 3. The road is gravel, and the two vehicles met head-on at the crest of a hill. And in the crash, Alexis Clark, age 23, of Fertile, was killed in the crash. Six others were injured, including Thelma Van Valkenburg, age 81, of Nantawash, Holly Alger, 56, of Minomon, Chris Keir, 27, of Nantawash, and three children, ages 5, 2, and 10 months. Yesterday at about 10:28 p.m., officers from Grand Forks Police Department dispatched to Walmart on Gateway Drive for a report of an unknown male in the electronics section of the store with a gun. Subject was located and, after a brief struggle with officer, was taken into custody, but no firearms were recovered on the scene. At this time, there's no indication that he ever had a firearm or that shots were fired. No injuries were reported by anyone on scene, and through the course of the investigation, it was determined that an altercation had occurred between the male subject and a Walmart employee. Arrested was 30-year-old Brandon Dubois of Grand Forks. Dubois charged with C felony terrorizing, C class felony preventing arrest, and B misdemeanor disorderly conduct. At this time, there are no indications of any continuing threats to the public, and Walmart remained open per its business hours. The Grand Forks Police Department were assisted by the University of North Dakota Police Department on the call. Anyone with further information, please contact the Grand Forks Police Department. Several people in the community have notified the Crookston Police Department of receiving phone calls from the National Police Association, the National Police Troopers Association, National Association of Police Organizations, or possibly some other police-related organization. Callers are soliciting donations of whatever police-related endeavor they are engaged. Each of the organizations appear to be legitimate. However, the Crookston Police Department does not receive support from any of them, at least not directly or locally. Some of the public have stated that you'd consider donating if you knew your money would stay local. Employees of the Crookston Police Department are members of their own organization called the Crookston Police Benefit Association, the CPBA. It's a nonprofit organization allowed to solicit and accept donations, but as a group have elected to do this on a very limited basis. The CPD and the CPBA do not solicit general donations via phone calls or email. If you have the desire to donate locally, you can do this through the Crookston Police Benefit Association, and they're very thankful for your donations. The money helps support the annual Halloween party, very successful Night to Unite event in August, and several other local events, primarily for the youth. CPD has been a member of the National Child Safety Council for over 50 years. They send out a letter every year to local businesses requesting a donation made payable to the NCSC. Those dollars are processed by the NCSC and are specific to the Crookston Police Department, allowing them to obtain all the safety materials, sticker badges, wristbands, and other items for them to share with all the citizens, from the very young to the young at heart. CPD is very thankful for all the support from the community in all forms. Any questions, please call the police department at 281-3111. That's from Police Chief Paul Biermeier. At 3:52 yesterday afternoon, the Crookston Fire Department was called to SunOpta on Sunflower Street in Crookston for smoke coming from an elevator. A bad bearing caused a small amount of product to overheat and start to smolder. The damage was minimal. UMC Team Backers will be hosting the 29th Annual Golf Classic at Minocqua Golf Course on Friday, July 19th, so 5 weeks away. Registration starts at 9 a.m. with a shotgun start set for 10 a.m. that day. Proceeds from this year's Golf Classic fundraiser will support the new indoor golf practice facility. Cost is $100 per golfer, includes entry gift, green fees, endless lunch, and much more. Teams of five golfers must have a combined handicap of 60 or more. Sign up a team or register as an individual, and a team will be assigned to you. The winning team will be presented with the Altru Cup, sponsored by Altru. More information available from Derek Martin at 281-8436, or you can email Derek M, that's D-E-R-E-K-M, at umn.edu if you have any questions or wish to register. Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrests of Benjamin Franklin Fenzel, age 29, of New York Mills, for felony third-degree drug possession of methamphetamine in a school, park, or public housing zone. Chelsea Mae Murphy, 32, of Langby, for felony theft. And Cameron James Stewart II, age 40, for misdemeanor public nuisance. UMC's Alan and Frieda Peterson Garden has a new look meant to catch the eye of those traveling by on County Road 71. The front garden sports a variety of trestles, including teepees and pallets. The garden, located between the University Teaching and Outreach Center and Valley Technology Park, was created in 2014 thanks to a donation from Alan Peterson. Teresa Helgeson, a lab services coordinator in the Agriculture and Natural Resources Department, along with a couple of student employees, was asked to take over the garden this year.
The garden started about 5 years ago with funding from Alan and Frieda Peterson, and his desire was to basically have some produce that's here and that it be brought over to their dining services here on campus and in time for when the football players come back for their training. And so that's sort of how it starts. And then it was a process of Dr. Sadarsky came out and he sprayed the grass, tilled the land, and started planting and got a very huge bumper crop the first year, which is unusual. And then there was a new garden manager that took care of it for a while, and now I have been asked to start taking care of it. And so I've got a new project to do.
The garden is split into a north and south beds, with one meant to catch the eye and the other for the production of produce to, well, feed the football team and the campus when they return for practice in August. A wide range of produce has been planted in both of the beds, and the public is encouraged to check out the gardens. There's even a walking path in the south bed along the road. Helgeson also hopes to get benches out there too. Anyone wanting to visit the garden, welcome to park at the Valley Technology Park and check out the different produce being grown to feed to the campus. On our obituary column for today, Beverly Jacobson, age 89, of Ada, formerly of Purley, Minnesota, died on Wednesday under the care of her family in hospice at Benedictine Care Community in Ada. Funeral service for Beverly Jacobson of Ada will be at 10 a.m. Monday at Kirkabo Lutheran Church of Purley, with visitation on Monday for an hour prior to the funeral at the church, and burial in the Kirkabo Lutheran Cemetery of Rural Purley. Arrangements are with the Frederickson Ganji Funeral Homes of Ada. Turning now to our weather, yesterday's high temperature was 76 degrees with a low of 43 degrees. The average high for Crookston on June 14th was 77 degrees with an average low of 54. Last year, a high of 82 degrees, a low of 57. 100 degrees, the record high, was set in 1893. 100 years later, the record low was 36 degrees in 1993. Sunrise was at 5:27 this morning. Sunset will be at 9:26 this evening for a total of 15 hours and 59 minutes of daylight. We had a low this morning of 59 degrees. We also had about 15 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the studios in the early morning hours today. 2/10 reported down on Euclid Avenue in Crookston. 15 hundredths also in the Samson's edition. And our current temperature in Crookston is at 76 degrees with sunny skies, and our humidity at 58% with the winds out of the south, not very strong. Light northerly winds. The barometric pressure is at 29.56 and has been falling. And the National Weather Service again has told us that strong to severe thunderstorms should develop late this afternoon and continue into tonight, mainly near a frontal boundary extending from north-central North Dakota down into west-central Minnesota, with isolated severe storms bringing hail as large as 1.5 inches, with wind gusts to 75 miles an hour, even an isolated tornado possible. Isolated severe storms producing hail up to an inch and 60-mile-an-hour winds are also possible tomorrow afternoon, but that's mostly to the south of our region, south of the Valley City to Fergus Falls line. additional thunderstorm chances in the region for Tuesday through Thursday of the coming week. Specifically for Crookston and the area for today, look for mostly sunny skies with isolated showers and thunderstorms, about a 20% chance. Some of those thunderstorms could be severe with a high in the low 80s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with 50% chance of scattered rain showers and thunderstorms and a low in the mid 50s, east winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. And mostly cloudy tomorrow with 50% chance of scattered rain showers and thunderstorms and a high in the upper 60s, east winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 60% likelihood of rain showers in the evening, then a chance of rain showers after midnight tomorrow night with a low in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy on Sunday, a 30% chance of rain showers, high in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy Sunday night, slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, low in the upper 40s again. Monday, partly sunny, slight chance of rain showers, a high 70 to 75 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low 50 to 55. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy Tuesday night, chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms and a low in the mid-50s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Rain showers and thunderstorms are likely Wednesday with a high in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday night with a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, low in the mid-50s. Then for next Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms and a high in the mid-70s. Again, light northerly winds and our temperature at 76 degrees under sunny skies. And we're looking for a high today in the low 80s. With that 20% chance of some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, possibility that some of those could be severe. Today's Noontime News has been brought to you on KROX by Stennett's Granite Company, American Federal Bank, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance, Courtney Folkerbeck State Farm, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Inviting you to join us again for the Noontime News tomorrow.